Good morning. This is Pastor Hank. I want to welcome you to Central Christian Center. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Honored first-time attenders and cherished members, we are so glad that you're here. Whatever you need, I believe God's already provided it for you, and it's our desire today to help you receive from Him. Let's just enjoy the presence of God and receive what God has for us today. I want to read you something out of Luke chapter 4. And I've tried for a week to put all this together, and I wasn't able to, so I just said, Holy Spirit, why don't you just put this together for us today? And Jesus, getting ready to start His ministry, and He walks into the temple, walks into the church service, and He opens up the book, and He reads this. He says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the recovery of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." And then He closed the book. Just something about that phrase is stuck in my craw for a year. He closed the book. You know, all through the Old Testament, and I'll say this as we start, when He closed that book, every promise in it belonged to us. And all we have to do is receive it by faith. And all through the Old Testament, it was prophesied that Jesus was coming. All through the stories of the Old Testament, it was the stories all related in somehow to the fact that God was going to send somebody. God was going to get us back. God was going to pay a price for us. And I just picked a couple out that I'll read real quick, because I want us to begin to realize this. All, if you don't understand the Old Testament, anytime you're reading it and you don't really understand what it says, just remember, all it's doing is telling you about the one that's going to come. In Isaiah 49, it just said this. It said, this is God talking. And I'm not going to really go into a lot of detail here. I got into doing some studying on some of these words and these passages, and man, before I knew it, a half a day was gone, and I had pages of stuff written down, and I said, my goodness, Lord, I can't keep them until 3 o'clock. Missouri Southern's going to come at 3, and then Frank's going to come after that. And I said, so, you know, but I just wanted that to get in my spirit. But He said, God's talking here, and He said, in an acceptable time, I've heard you. In the day of salvation, I have helped you. And in the day of salvation, I have helped you. I will preserve you and give you as a covenant to the people, to restore the earth, to cause them to inherit the desolate heritages, that you may say to the prisoners, go forth. To those who are in darkness, show yourself. They shall feed along the roads, and their pastures shall be on all desolate heights. And you ought to read that whole thing, because God's saying here, He's saying, the way it comes to me, this first whole half of this chapter here, He's talking to the Gentiles, and He's saying, it's coming. It's coming. And so the way after looking at all this, what He's saying, He says, at just the right time, I'm going to send salvation for you. At just that word salvation means Yeshua. At just the right time, I'm going to send deliverance, the deliverer. I'm going to send the Savior. I'm going to send Yeshua. just the right time, and I'm going to send you, and you're going to be able, through you, we're going to have a covenant, and you're going to be able to cause everybody to inherit their inheritance. You're going to be able to say to those that are prisoners, go forth. Do you understand? He's prophesying here and he's talking to Jesus. He said, just at the right time, Jesus is going to show up. I thought, wow, at just the right time for me, Jesus showed up. For just the right time, just the right time for you, Jesus will show up. And not just so that we can be saved, but you know how many know sometimes life has a way of chaining us down and putting us in prison and strongholds in our life, and he says at just the right time I'm going to come, and just like we just sang, those chains are going to fall off at just the right time. Isaiah 61, he prophesies through Isaiah, and he says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He's anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of prison to those who are bound, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, and oil of joy for their mourning, and the garment of praise and for their spirit of heaviness. They shall be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He may be glorified. At just the right time. At just the right time, I'm going to send you, Jesus. At just the right time, I'm going to send you to save my people. At just the right time. And Isaiah prophesies, and he says, if you read it, it says to the effect of, the Spirit of Jehovah is on me. Whew. The God of all existence, the God of everything, the God that holds it all is on me. And he shows up here in Luke. I just love it. I just love it. He shows up here. Listen to this. Thousands of years, ever since Adam fell, God told Adam and Eve, told even, he said, I'm going to send one and he's going to bruise your head. They told Satan, he's going to bruise your head. I'm going to send deliverance. I'm going to send one. I've got a plan. And thousands of years, he says, I'm going to send him just at the right time. And Jesus shows up and opens the book and reads it. And he goes through all that and he reads it. I'm here. I'm here to set you free. I'm here to get you back. I'm here to help you. I'm here to lift you up. I'm here to break all those chains. I'm here. I'm here. The Messiah is here. Yeshua is here. Jehovah is on me. The Spirit of, but when you read it in the Greek, it says more like the Holy Spirit of God, Jehovah Himself, is on me. And He sent me to get the job done. And He says all this, and then He shuts the book. I'm just here to tell you today, the book's been shut. I'm trying to not get so excited that I don't know what to say, but the book has been shut. It was like He said, here it is. You've been hearing about it for thousands of years. You've been reading about it. You've been telling everybody about it, but I am here. The great I am here. That's what He told Moses. You go in and tell him, I am sent you. And now he stands there and he says, I am here. That settles it. That settles it. No more question. No more doubt. There's no more to the story. I'm here. I'm here. And I just say, He closed the book. I got this all messed up and I almost tore my book up. He closed the book. When he closed that book, he said, "Hank, it's finished." Now we know he went to the cross and paid that price. But after he became that sacrificial, as far as he was concerned, when he read the book, he said, "It's a done deal, baby. Nothing's going to stop me now. And nothing's going to stop God now. His plan is happening now." Closed the book. That settles it, Hank. The book's closed. That settles it. As far as I'm concerned, Hank, everything in this book belongs to you. As far as I'm concerned, Hank, everything that I've done, I did it for you. As far as I'm concerned, Hank, the book's closed. The deal's sealed. It's done. It's over. We don't need to talk about it anymore. All we don't have to explain it. All we have to do is believe it. Believe it. Well, me and Kenny are going to get excited anyway. I just love it. He said, he tells Jesus, "I'm going to send you. I'm going to send you to get back everything the devil stole. I'm going to send you to set my people free. I'm going to send you to raise them up. I'm going to send you. I'm going to get them back. And it's going to be an everlasting covenant. And nothing can break that covenant." Every promise is ours. Now, what did he say in Mark? Matthew, Mark. Okay, yeah, Mark. What did he say in Mark? It's available by faith. Mark 11, verse 22, he says, "Have the faith of God." Have the faith of God. Because I'm telling you, whoever will say to their mountain, "Be removed and be cast in the sea," and won't doubt in his heart, but he believes what he says to those things that he says will be done. So he'll give you whatever you say. Folks, that's powerful. As far as he's concerned, the book is closed. I have people all the time say, "Well, I don't know if I should ask God for this." Hey, he said, whatever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive it and you will have it. I think maybe the problem is he closed the book. Maybe the problem is we need to close the book. Huh? I don't mean close your Bible and not read it. I mean, maybe in our minds we need to say the book's closed. Are you hearing me? Everybody say, "The book's closed." See, that ought to be your answer every time the enemy comes at you with something. "The book's closed. I'm just closing the book on you." He said, "I give you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will by any means hurt you." The book's closed. "You, when you were dead in your sins and trespasses, I raised you up and I seated you at my right hand in Christ Jesus." The book's closed. Paul says, "Oh, if you would just get a revelation, if you just get the knowledge, if you just comprehend that power that's been given to you." Heard the phrase, "Knowledge is power"? Well, I'm going to tell you what, with Jesus, it really is power. And it's not mind over matter, and it's not think something hard enough. No, the book's closed. It's a done deal. See, I believe that when he tries to put sickness on me and disease on me, I ought to just find it in the book and say, no, hold it. It says right here that he took all my infirmities. He took all my diseases. It says right here that by his stripes I am healed. Book's closed. Now that sounds easier than it seems, right? But that's the problem, because we're trying to make something hard out of something easy, because we think if we make it harder that we'll deserve it a little bit more. If we make it harder, you know. But Jesus did the hard part. So you know what I've started saying? I said, well, don't you ever get sick? No, I have some opportunities. But those opportunities are getting shorter and shorter and shorter. His stay time is getting shorter and shorter and shorter. And the more knowledge of Him that I have, the more revelation of Jesus that I have, the less influence the enemy will have in my life. Now, if this stuff bothers you, don't get mad at me. It's not my fault. If you're saying that you believe God to heal you makes you mad, that's not my fault. It's Jesus' fault. He took those stripes so you could be healed. So what I ought to just tell, when the devil's telling you you're sick, you ought to tell the devil what God said. And just go, book's closed. See, before we get done, you're going to know what book closed means. It means I'm not thinking about it no more. I'm not paying attention to it no more. Book's closed. It's a done deal. It's all settled. If it's settled in heaven, it's settled here. We just prayed, Lord, let your kingdom come and let it be on earth just like it is in heaven. And nobody's sick in heaven, and nobody's poor in heaven, and nobody's sad in heaven, and nobody's discouraged in heaven. So, Father, let your kingdom come and let it be just like on earth, just like it is in heaven. We've got to quit reading this stuff with Sunday school glasses on. And start realizing this is, Paul said that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection. Excuse me for getting excited. Well, I just don't, you know, and we all do this. This isn't somebody standing up here telling you, somebody that's arrived, telling you, talking down on you, telling you how to do it. No, we're all in this together, and we're all works in progress, and we're all making some headway. And bless God, we are that army that's coming together, and we're running Him out of our church. We're running Him out of our families. We're running Him out of our city. We're taking it back for Him. And it's not because you're strong, and it's not because I'm strong. It's because He closed the book. It's settled. I prayed to the rest. I was thinking about getting sick, and I really wanted to in a way, because if I don't feel good, I can say, oh, I don't feel good. And Pam will go, oh, what's the matter, honey? And that feels so good. You little angels, you never do that, do you? And so I thought, well, if I'm going to be the pastor, and if I'm going to be spiritual, and if I'm really going to be the leader, then I need to at least pray. I said, you know, Lord, would you heal me? He said, what did you say? I said, I'm just believing you for healing. He said, the book's already been closed on that issue. Won't you close the book? Believes what he says. You know what believes means? It just means you looked at it, you read it, you said, oop, that settles it, book's closed. Can I tell you something? Throw something else in here. Some of us are having problems, and some of us are going through things because we haven't closed some books. See, many of us are he's able to, let me read you. Where is that? Oh, put a paper clip over it. 1 Peter 5. He says, cast your cares on Him because He cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. So resist him steadfast with your faith, knowing that the same afflictions that you're experiencing are he's trying it on everybody else. But may the God of all glory, who has called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered, while he'll perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. The part I wanted you to know is, see, he's going around trying to see who he can get. See, if you leave him, and honestly, I had this in my mind before you told me this morning that you had pain and you didn't understand why it wasn't leaving. And so please don't think that I'm sharing this just because you just shared that with me. But I'm telling you this because before the day's over, that pain in that foot's going to be gone. Because the book's been closed. But how does he get us? He gets us because we haven't closed some books. He forgot about our past, and we won't forget about the past. Huh? See, I don't want to forget about who did me wrong. I don't want to forget about who hurt me. See, I don't want to, I mean, I want to be able, so I can be the preacher and stand up here and be spiritual. I want to be able to say, I forgive them, Lord. But I don't want to really go through everything that it takes to really forgive, because I don't really want to forgive. Now, you understand I'm putting myself in this thing so I don't get on you? Because that's what we do. And those roots inside of us start growing. And those roots, the roots are what he's trying to kill. You know, it won't be a few days here, and I'll be spraying. I like to spray. I don't like the weeds. And if you're green, okay, don't be mad at me, but I like to spray. Because, man, when I spray, I don't want it to grow. I don't like to get out there every week and weed eat and stuff. I just want to spray it and kill it, man, you know. And so, man, you think I won't get the stuff now? And if you're against that, hey, I won't spray at your house, I promise. And if you don't want me to spray at my house, start making my mortgage payment every month, and then I'll let you tell me what to do at my house. How about that? Wow, where'd that come from? But I'll spray. And I found out that some of this stuff is sissy spray. Some of this stuff is spray like we try to approach the things of God. You know, some of this stuff, man, it'll make all the grass on the top of the ground turn yellow and die, but it isn't just a couple of hours, it seems like, till it starts coming up, because this is sissy spray. This doesn't get to the roots of the problem. It just gets to the grass. And so I can spray, and the sissy spray is a lot cheaper. It's a lot cheaper. And so I can go in, and I always do that. I always, when I'm buy something, you know me, I'm old cheapskate. I look for the cheapest one. I look for the bargain. None of you are that way, are you? Huh? And so I get it and I spray it. And then next week I got to go spray again because I got the sissy spray. I took the easy way. I didn't get something that would go down and kill the root. I didn't pay $5 extra or $10 extra so I wouldn't have to do this 20 times this summer. No, you see, and it's easier for me. It's easier for me to just say something like, oh, Lord, I forgive them, than it really is to let something happen inside of me that kills the roots. Holy Spirit's a root killer, by the way. What do you think Paul was talking about when he talked about those strongholds? If you don't stop those thoughts, and if you don't stop those vile imaginations, and if you don't stop everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, it'll come in and it'll get a stronghold in your life. There'll be roots in there. And we got people all in the body of Christ that if you could cut them open and look, it's all roots. It's just like a... Charles, he dug up some, tried to dig up some holly bush things for me the other day. He said, Hank, he said, you dig down underneath the rock? He said, it's just solid roots. I said, man, that sounds like my heart. That sounds like my heart. I can take a shower and I can spray that stuff and smell good and look good. Oh, but inside's all the roots. See, we just need to close the book on some stuff. Huh? We just need to close some. I don't know why I'm on this. That's why he said, as soon as he said that in Mark, you can say to those mountains, you can, whatever you desire when you pray, believe, you receive them. And then the next thing he says, and. That meant what he was about to say was tied in with what he had just said. And if you have aught against anybody, forgive them, so Father can forgive you. I want you to see how it's connected. Because see, if you're like me, I'm always going, God, why isn't this working? He said, well, we're still trying to kill some roots. Huh? See, it starts by just closing the book. God, I just don't want that in my life anymore. Book's closed. Book's closed. It starts with a choice. See, but this is what I want you to understand. When Jesus stood in the temple and he read that, he said, I'm here. It's a done deal now. Bam, book closed. How many know the deal wasn't done yet? There was a whole lot of suffering and there was a whole lot of pain and there was a whole lot of things that Jesus went through before it was really finished. And it was so heavy, he was hanging on that cross. And for the only time ever, and the only time that ever will be in all eternity, Father had to turn his back and not look at Jesus. That's the only second, the only time that that'll ever happen in all of eternity. And he did it for you, and he did it for me. How dare me hold a grudge against you? Bless God when he said, it's finished. It's finished. Huh? It's finished. Hank was set free, book closed. And just to prove it, he went down to hell for me. And I can just see him. Our imaginations go with us, but I can just see him. Just stand down there. Devil's trying everything. He's got every demon in hell. He's got every evil spirit. He's got every foul, mean, hateful thing that he's got. He's got them. They're all jumped on Jesus. And he's just standing there. And I can just see he's just saying, go ahead. Take your best shot. Because you're finished. And I can just see him. I bet for 3 days he didn't say anything. And I bet all those that had died before and that were waiting in paradise for him to set them free, the Bible says in Ephesians, he set captive free. He set them free in the bowels of the earth. And I could just see all of them sitting there for 3 days going, oh, 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 is it going to work? Is it going to work? And he just, I can just see him just sitting there. And all the forces of hell going against him. And he was standing there for me, for you. I don't have to go there. You don't have to go there, because he stood there. And he just stood there and stood there. And he said, Daddy, tell me when it's enough. And I can see after 2 days, he gets a grin on his face. And everybody that's watching from paradise, they're all going, oh, 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 he's grinning. Maybe it is. Maybe. Oh, oh. And after 3 days, I could just see them all on him. Got him, he just goes, enough! And God raised him from the dead. Woo, glory to God. I could just stay there, but that really wasn't where I was going. But, oh, if I could just know him and the power of his resurrection, I'd know the book's closed. I'm just saying, why don't you close the book on the past? Let me finish a thought before I do, because I don't want you to be misunderstood. I want you to think that just because you make the choice that it's all okay then, because when you make the choice, then the Holy Spirit, he gets that, he doesn't use that $10 grass killer, he gets that $50 grass killer. It'll kill the roots. He says, Hank, do you really want that out of your life? Yes, sir, I do. Okay, now just hold on. And I'm gonna work it out of you. You know, sometimes forgiveness is a lifelong process. And we forgive and we make some progress, and then a little bit later, that springs up again. And it springs up again, and we go, whoops, I thought all that root was killed, and look there, had a little life left in it. Huh? And I'm just saying what happens to me. And I've learned that when that thing springs up again, that's the Holy Spirit telling me the root's not killed yet. And I go, okay. I don't want that in my life, Father. So let's kill the root. You say, well, how do you know when that springs up? Well, you know what comes out of your heart by what you say. Have you ever forgiven somebody? And then a little bit down the line, you say, yeah, but you know what? You know what he did? And you go, whoa, I thought I forgave him. And then it gets to where you don't say something mean like that, but it's kind of the way you say it. See, this thing just keeps going. It's like the Energizer Bunny, man. It just keeps going. Why? Because Jesus paid a price so every chain could be broken out of your life. And I don't know why I was majoring on that, but probably because we all need it. Probably because I need it. And then I'll be telling a story, and this person will come up in my mind, and I'll say something, and I might not even think about it at the time, but when I walk off, I'll go, why did you say it that way? I thought you forgave them. Why'd you say it that way? Father, I'm sorry. See, here's the key. When you hear that, when you realize that that's still in there, you don't get under condemnation and under guilt. God has to help us realize that, or we can't change it. See, somebody listening to me, you're trying to have a strong marriage, and you can't have a strong marriage because you didn't close your door on that other bad experience. Am I down where we're living now? I mean, you're still expecting this new husband or this new wife to do everything that last one did, and you haven't closed the door. You're still holding on to something. See, listen, you can still go to heaven if you hold on to it, but God wants some heaven to come here. He wants His kingdom to be established here. He wants us to live here like they live in heaven. Won't that be something? And everybody won't hear this, but you can. Huh? You can. Everybody won't get this, but you can if you want to. See, when these things come up, and let me say something. Erratic behavior. How many ever you're trying to quit something, or you're trying to do something different, or you're trying to live right, and then just all of a sudden, man, you just do something stupid and erratic behavior. All of a sudden, you've been trying to walk, and you've been trying to do it, and you've been trying to do good, and all of a sudden, you're dysfunctional again. What's going on? Well, I'm just going to quit. I'm just going to go sit down. God just didn't help me. God didn't do anything. Jesus shut the book. Time for us to shut the book. See, when that happens, when that springs up in your life, don't get all discouraged and quit and lay down and cry like I do. Don't do that. It's all happening so you can see there's still some roots alive in there. Man, you ought to be happy. I wasn't happy at first, but after a while I get happy because I realize what's going on. It's a process. You ever eat any processed meat? Yeah. Anyway, but it's a process. See, we're all works in progress. There's a process going on in your life. How fast you want to go? How high you want to go? What do you want? You know, where do you want to be? Do you want to be conformed into the image of Jesus, or you just want to stay looking like the devil? Huh? I mean, you can be going to heaven and still act like the devil. Now, whoever thought that? I said, yeah, you're talking about my husband now. Don't you better shut up. You better change that. Man, this is better than what I was trying to put together all week. Matter of fact, there's not even any need to look down at that anymore. See, I'm just saying, man, maybe you just need to close the book. Maybe you need to close the book on all that hurt or all that pain. Or maybe you just need to close the book on that tragedy and that trauma in your life. Maybe you need to, you know, when I was studying there, it used the words like crushed and bondage and broken into pieces when I was studying this the Spirit of the Lord is on me thing. And he talks about the enemy has crushed our lives. He's broken us. He's broken us to pieces. He's put us in bondage. He's chained us up. Sin has just chained our life up. Sin has brought curse in this earth. Sin is a destructive force, and it's just most of the stuff you're experiencing isn't even because of your sin. It's because of Adam's sin. Jesus said, finished. Book's closed. He took all that sin. He said, now if you want to, Hank, you can come on with me. So every time stuff gets heavy and every time stuff seems hard and all that, I just go to smiling and I go, hey, Jesus said, hey, Hank, book's closed. All that stuff in your past is closed. Has anybody here ever really, 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 I'm talking about really, really, really messed it up? Is that all? Is anybody in here just really blown it? Oh, that's better. I thought, man, all this time I have to start all over. I've been preaching the wrong sermon to this group. Jesus said, Paul said, while we were messing it up so bad, God sent Jesus for us. So when you were at your lowest, most despicable, most disgusting time in your life, Jesus came for you. He said, will you just get up, Hank? Book's closed. See, maybe you just need to close some books in your life. Somebody hurts you? Okay, I'll tell you what you do. How many would like to know how to get rid of hurt and pain and some of that stuff? Would you? Seriously? This will work. Okay, what you do is, and do this. Matter of fact, you can do this right now where you're sitting if you want to. I want you to think about it. I want you to think about that hurt. And I want you to take 30 seconds here. And I just want you to, I just want you to feel it. Oh, it hurt. Oh, it hurt. Just think about it. Shoot, that doesn't have a second hand on it. It's 30 seconds over. You're thinking about it. You thought about it. Now go, okay, I got that out of my system. The book's closed. See, you have to take a step of faith before anything starts happening. And it usually doesn't all happen right when you make the choice. Usually you make the choice which way you want to go and what you want to do, and then the Holy Spirit begins to take us that direction. He begins to take us on that journey. He begins to take us on that thing. You ever say, anybody here ever say, I just want to try to be just like Jesus? Anybody ever say anything like that? Well, that's what's the matter. Nobody's praying right. Anybody ever say, oh, Jesus, I just want to be as much like you as I can. See, that's what's happening in your life. Huh? That's why it seems rough. That's why you're seeing stuff about yourself you don't like. It's not to give you a poor self-image. It's not to tear you down. It's to build you up. You want a strong marriage? That seems to be on my mind since we've been listening to that for a couple days. You want a strong marriage? Then roll up your sleeves and decide you're going to fight it out. Not with each other, but with the devil. Make a choice. Make a choice. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. The devil comes and tries to spring that old stuff up again. Say, nope, book closed. Book closed. He comes to you and tries to tell you how bad you are. Just say, yeah, I know it, but that book's been closed. See, if you learn how to talk to him, you keep him confused and he doesn't know what to do next. Don't worry, as long as you're here, he'll keep trying something. But if the same thing he's always been trying works, why should he try something else? Lord, let me never preach a rehearsed sermon again in my whole life. And I pray that you never let me be the same again. That means I'm on a magical mystery tour. I'm on a trip with my Savior. Things get all messed up and all confusing in your life. And listen, where are those strongholds? Where did he come to set you free? Sure, he came to heal your body. Sure, he came to heal your finances. Sure, he came for all the outward stuff. But where he gets the hold on you is inside of you. In your soul and in your body. And it affects your spirit. You get your spirit, start getting your spirit tuned up. And your soulish realm, your mind, your will, your emotions, they'll start coming in line. Because your spirit's getting stronger than your mind. See, we want to understand everything about God in our brain. Sorry, you can't. You'll end up thinking we came out of a big hole or something, you know? That's how stupid the mind can be. It's just a big bang. Yeah, there was a big bang, and it wasn't a monkey. God said, let there be, and it was a big bang, all right, because it was. You didn't come from no monkey. You were created in his image. Somewhere along the line, they couldn't prove any of those theories, so they just went ahead and put them in our kids' school textbooks anyway. See, your mind will get you all kinds of places. No, when your spirit starts getting stronger and those thoughts come to you, those imaginations, those things that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God come to you, you'll go, nope, 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 nope. That doesn't sound right, God. That doesn't sound right. Nope, yep. Devil, I'm just going to close the book on that one. He says, cast your cares on him because he cares for me. What does that mean? That means just shut the book. Huh? We go and give him our care, and then we're back here trying to get it back. Did you give him that pain in your body? Did you give him that pain? Then quit trying to take it back. Yeah, but it still hurts. Well, quit paying attention to that. As long as you're paying attention to him, why should he do anything different? Well, if he can make you lose your job, or if he can, you know, if he can tighten up your finances a little bit and get you to come all unglued and quit church and quit tithing and quit living for God and quit all. I mean, if he can just tighten the stuff up a little bit, what do you think he's going to do? He's going to tighten it up a little bit. No, when all that stuff starts and it looks like you're not going to have enough month left at the end of the money and you know, you look like, it looks like, oh, I don't know how we're going to make it and all that, just go, nope, 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 hold it, book's closed. He meets all my needs according to his riches and glory, book closed. And if this thing's hanging around and there's still things in my life, I usually go something like this. I usually go, well, God, I'm evidently missing something because you don't miss anything. And for some reason this isn't working, I'm convinced it isn't on your end. It must be on mine. When everything's going and stuff's not working in my life the way I think it should and the way I'm believing it to, and that stuff starts happening, I just go, okay, God, what's going on? What What am I missing? What am I supposed to get out of this? If you start taking everything that the devil does and turn it around for your good and turn it around and realize God's trying to fix something in you, after a while, you're almost wanting the devil to do something because it just gets you closer to God every time. And he can stop our mics, and he can stop our lives, and he can stop all our finances. He can play with our health, and he can do all the rest of that. But I'm going to tell you, the book's closed. It's for me and my house. We're going to serve the Lord. When he comes back, I might not be doing as good as somebody else, but I'm going to be doing the best Hank can do. The book's closed. Well, praise the Lord. We might as well quit. Everybody stand. Crystal, by his stripes you are healed. The book's closed. Yeah. Kathy, I'm glad to see you here today, but you are totally healed by his stripes and the book's closed. And if you're here today and you've been fighting some physical things, I'm just telling you right now, won't you just say, Jesus, you have healed me. It doesn't matter what I feel, what I see, what I hear. The book is closed. Matter of fact, whatever's been worrying you and heavy on you, you ought to just say, hey, book's closed. But I believe when Jesus said that and he closed the book, I believe in his mind he says, now let's get to work, God. So the book's closed, God. Now let's get to work. Help me be all that I've been saying I am. Help me be all that I want to be. More important than that, help me be all you want me to be. Well, I said I was going to quit. If I don't shut up, I'll just start another sermon. We'll have another one next week. Will anybody come back? I'll try to be nicer next week. Is that all that's coming back? Who'll come back next week? All right. I'm trying to look, see who isn't coming, man. I'm going to call you this week. Oh, God's so good. Why don't you just look at the person next to you and say, you know what? I'm just going to smile because it's all okay. It's all okay. What's been worrying you? Are you going to close the book? Or are you going to take that worry out of here? You going to close the book? Or are you going to take that load out with you? Some of you need to just close the book, and some of you need to physically do it. Even if you don't want anybody to pray, you need to come down and just go take that load and close the book. I'm not going to be poor. Close the book. I'm not going to be sick. Close the book. You're not going to have that hold on me anymore. Close the book. Think about what the enemy's been doing to you in your mind right now. You got it? Now just go, devil, I'm just closing the book on you. Closing the book. Give him some praise. Give him some praise. We're going to sing a song. If you're here today and you don't know for sure if you died you'd go to heaven, come down here because you're here. That's why you're here. Don't leave. If you don't know for sure, if there's any question in your mind, come down and let one of us pray for you. And some of you, if you just need somebody to agree with you for something, come down. We'll agree with you. If you're here and you need to be baptized, we'll baptize you. If you need anything, just come and we'll take care of it. We'll pray with you, okay? Let's sing one verse here. Close some books, didn't you? Who else? Who else? Come on. We got all heaven rejoicing now. Want somebody else come and we'll really get them shouting. Don't know if you died right now you'd go be with God forever, come on down here because we want you to walk out here today knowing. Isn't Jesus wonderful? I said, isn't Jesus wonderful? I said, isn't Jesus wonderful? Some of you need to tell your face, I just closed the book. I just closed the book. Woo, glory to God. I know we've got, I think we've got some going to be baptized here in a little bit, but if you need to be baptized, you come on. Steve's here. We're ready to do it. If you need anybody to pray with you about anything, even after we dismiss, come on down. We want to pray with you. God loves you. Man, he's got some good, he got some good stuff for you, and the only one that can stop you from getting it's you. So everybody in here ought to say, God, I want everything you got for me. Jesus, you made it possible for me to have it. Book's closed. Book's closed. Hey, I love y'all. Thank you for listening to me yell and scream and act crazy and all the rest of that. But I'm telling you what, me and Jesus are starting to have a good time. And I speak his blessings on you. I speak his happiness, his goodness, his favor on your life. I believe you to begin to experience it this very day. I believe him to do things in your life that you even thought were impossible. In weeks and months from now, you're going to look back and you're going to go, wow, Jesus is wonderful. So I speak his blessing and his goodness into you. You go, and every time you experience that and see that in your life, you just stop right there wherever you are and just say, thank you, Jesus. You made that possible for me. Hey, I love you. Talk to you next time.